Merry Christmas week from the good stuff. Mike and Kim wishing you and yours safe travels and a happy holiday season in here. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you in 2026 to come visit us right here in Valentine, Nebraska. And you can start that out on February 1st with the annual coronation ceremony, February 14th, Valentine's Day, and of course that is the Bull Bash. Go to bullbash.net for details. And if you need to get here sooner, the 23rd and 24th is the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament. So we keep things rolling year-round. Find out more at visitvalentine.com.
Hey, Mike, what's Santa's favorite type of music?
Well, Christmas music.
No, rap.
Oh, like W-A-R-P.
W-R-A-P.
Did I spell it wrong?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
The holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn and Rick and staff. And don't forget, everybody, Tri-State Livestock News. The ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. Oh, it's not for everyone. But for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture from grains to gears. It's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
You know, I got a press release the other day that said potential danger of horsehair. So I thought, I got to read this out.
No kidding.
So in the release, the National Institute of Health has announced the discovery of a potentially dangerous substance in the hair of horses. The substance, called Amylobacter equi, has been linked to the following symptoms, primarily in female humans: reluctance to cook, reluctance to perform housework, reluctance to wear anything but boots, reluctance to work except in support of a horse, physical craving for contact with horses, could possibly be an addiction, so beware. It's thought to believe that this substance may affect male humans as well. If you come into contact with a female human affected by this substance, be prepared to talk about horses for hours on end. This was a public service announcement. Surgeon General's warning: horses are expensive, addictive, and may impair one's ability to use common sense. Thought you'd want to know.
Okay, let's flip the page and go to Yvonne Hollenbeck. Dear Santa, are you the same dear Santa Claus that used to visit me and always left a present underneath our Christmas tree? You must be getting really old, because I was pretty small and many years have come and gone since when you used to call. I always was so happy when I found out that you ate those homemade Christmas cookies that I left you on the plate. And I guess I never told you that I didn't really mind. The doll you left one Christmas was the second-handed kind. I never thanked your missus for the pretty dress she wore. It was nicer than the new ones down at Putnam's General Store. But you must have hit a lottery or somehow struck some gold, because you leave a lot more presents now than in the days of old. I really didn't mind, though, that you only brought one toy, because you brought a lot of happiness to every girl and boy. Then you suddenly quit coming. It seems like yesterday, and though I really missed you, you just seemed to fade away. I often think of Christmas and the way it used to be. Are you the same dear Santa Claus that used to visit me? Yvonne Hollenbeck wrote that in 2004.
That kind of makes you nostalgic and think about your childhood, doesn't it?
It does.
So a couple of things here about some Christmas songs, the background stories a little bit. During World War II, the song "I'll Be Home for Christmas" captured the hearts of soldiers and their families. It was written in 1943. It expresses a soldier's yearning to be home with loved ones, even if only in his dreams. This bittersweet tune remains a reminder of the holiday's deeper meaning: connection, hope, and togetherness. So let's not forget our service people out there around the world that will not be home for Christmas. And you like the song Santa Baby?
Yeah.
Kelly Pickler has a newer version of that, and I know it keeps getting redone all over, but the original was Eartha Kitt, 1953, and it kind of brought the playful and flirtatious edge to holiday music. Its cheeky lyrics, which include asking Santa for extravagant gifts, sparked some controversy at the time, but have since become a beloved tongue-in-cheek classic that adds variety to the holiday soundtrack.
Very cute. Hey, why is Santa so jolly?
Because he eats a lot of cookies.
No, because he knows where all the toys are.
That is true. If you have plans to travel, please be safe for the holidays. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.